little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Oh baby, we're back! Shadow Gamers Podcast, episode 141. Dude, really? 141 episodes in?
Apparently so.
That crazy?
Well, I mean, it was only yesterday that we used the flux capacitor to get here.
That's true. Hey, where's our hoverboards at?
Marty broke the prototype.
Ah, jeez, really? Damn it, McFly! shenanigans, guys, welcome back. It's us again, your two shenanigan friends over here. Minus our other two shenanigan friends, but they'll be back soon. Well, what can you say? Yeah. I know. Nothing. It's a Friday night. No work tomorrow. I feel sorry for the people that actually does work on a Saturday, but actually have to get up early tomorrow. You gotta finish up a few things.
Yeah.
You working tomorrow, Wayne?
Yep.
Loser. Ah! Well, by the time you get this, he's probably going to be off work.
Yeah.
Shenanigans. Well, anywho, well, it's been kind of a short week for us this week, other than, you know, unveiling a couple of major news 2 weeks ago. And, we might as well get onto it. So, what have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing the typical Ultra Marvel's Capcom 3 and Ultra Street Fighter 4 with the Omega Edition. Other than that, I'm playing a whole lot of Trivia Crack with Wayne over here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get enough of that game, bro.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, spin that way. They should have a game. Kind of like Trivia Crack, but name that tune.
That would be interesting.
That would be fun. That would be fun to play. Especially all those music going back in the 60s, the 50s and 60s, you know? Alright, other than that, I've been playing a whole lot more Dying Light this week. And I'll tell you what, I'm almost halfway done-ish. Kind of getting fall asleep. But that game is pretty awesome, because I've been playing on my PlayStation 4, 1080p, 60 frames a second. And I've been using my Turtle Beach headset. Ooh. So I wouldn't, wake up the neighbors.
Nice.
And this game is getting awesome. It's getting harder, especially at night, those little infested zombies are just coming after you.
Losing some sleep over that?
No, it's actually fun. I'm actually gaining some sleep over it. It's one of those games I recommend. I'll go finish a little write-up on that too as well whenever I get the chance to go around that write-up. But anywho, other than that, it's sweet. That's been all for me. I mean, it's just Dying Light, two games, Dying Light again. Oh, and also a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest during my in-between times at work. Yeah, I know. Thanks, George, for getting me hooked on that game, as always.
I'm glad I didn't get hooked on it.
I know. It's a Marvel game. It's like playing...
I know. It's basically the Marvel version of the Doctor Who game I play. I mean, it really is, but... Yeah. I haven't been playing much of that lately, so...
I should play the Doctor Who game, then.
It is kind of challenging. What have I been playing?
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Oh, my.
Nothing.
Trivia Crack!
Yes, Trivia Crack.
Other than Trivia Crack, obviously Marvel's Avengers Alliance.
Trivia Crack? What?
Yeah, he's cracking up.
It's a Friday. We don't know what we're supposed to say.
No, of course not.
I forgot my login password, like Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, no, he actually inputted his work password on his on our us.
Fridays. So Marvel Avengers Alliance on Facebook, Star Wars Galactic Battlefront, I'm still going through that, the new Transformers Battle Tactics that just came out. I'm playing a little bit of that. It's actually kind of interesting. I'm not sure if it's fun yet. I've only played enough to know that I can play it.
Just to get your feet wet, so to say.
It's really interesting because it's just a turn-based strategy fighting game, essentially. And basically, it's...
What the hell's going on with your buttons in the back?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Are you missing Banicula in the back, or what? Yes. I just said a reference from our younger days called Banicula.
Something like that. Anyways, turn-based strategy game. Basically, you take turns attacking the other team, and the last one there, last one surviving wins.
Typical.
You have the option to do power up options to get a, you know, another attack, another special attack before your move, but it seems to really cater to whoever goes first, and it's a random flip of the coin like thing on who goes first. But otherwise, the graphics look pretty good. They're kind of childish, kind of big head, small body, you know, kind of thing. But it's good graphics, you know. It's actually,
it's kind of like the Slash Game. Is that Slash Game?
That's Thundercracker.
Whatever.
Skywarp, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know anymore.
Slash Game version 2.
All right. And then I played some of Number of Darb on the Xbox One, the free game this month.
Oh, how's that? I'm kind of.
You need to download it and play it to understand it.
That's typical of every indie game out there.
The easiest way to describe this is
crack.
No, almost is Mario, old school Mario platform, Donkey, you know, Donkey Kong kind of style.
Side scrolling.
It's one screen. It's side scrolling, but it's all one.
Yeah, okay, so it's kind of like when old school.
It's a platformer.
Donkey Kong, huh?
Yeah, it's like that, but with soccer. You have to take the soccer ball and get it into the goal. Yeah, it's kind of
okay. That's pretty interesting. That's just thinking about it. like 2D type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, 2D 8-bit.
So pretty much just old school.
Old school kind of feel, yeah.
Old but, school. Oh, real? Okay.
Yeah, download it and try it. It's
all right. Might as well.
Whew. It took me 2 games before I actually got to where I could actually figure out the physics properly to actually maneuver against the AI, because I was only doing single player. But once you do, it's actually rather enjoyable, and it's got a lot of humor comments built into it. Hmm. So you'll get some random comments when things happen.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's more to it as I get along, but that's just as far as I've gotten so far. What else have I been playing? Master Chief Collection. Still playing Halo. Just starting to go through the Spartan Ops that are now available. Well, they've been available,
yeah.
But I'm just now getting to go through on those.
I still gotta open that. Well, I did play it, but I gotta get back into it again.
Yeah, it's definitely a game worth keep playing, so. Yeah. Other than that.
That's it for you?
I think that would be it.
Okay, well, yeah. That's it. Alright, well, for me, I have a little more news for you guys. Some late-breaking news. Today, I believe it was today or yesterday, that Level Up series, founded by Alex Valle, a.k.a. Cali Power, for all you fighting game, for all the people that's in the fighting game community, SoCal Regionals will be held this year, I believe, at the same place at UCR. And, wait, UCR? No, UC Irvine, not UC Riverside. UC Irvine, and it's going to be held during the weekend of May 1st. Hmm. So it's going to be there. I'm going to be there. You know, a lot of major tournament players are going to be there. I just found out that Yipes Mendoza, a.k.a. Michael Mendoza, a.k.a. Yipes, IFC Yipes, is going to be there. He says he's going to make his way back after like 3 or 4 years of not, or actually 2 or 3 years of not being there. So shout out to Yipes. Hopefully we'll see you. Say what's up to you. And yeah, SoCal, bring the heat again. Because last year we got Vinit, a.k.a. Apology Man, who won it against another North Cal player that we don't like. Nobody likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names. Champ. Yeah, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. So, what do you got for news this week, Wayne?
Well, before we get into the gaming news, actually, I just noticed a couple little tidbit news that just popped up on my screen here. One is that ABC is actually going to revive the old Comedy Central BattleBots show.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh! Oh my god, BattleBots?
Uh-huh.
God, I missed that.
I never really got into the show, but probably because I never had cable to watch it, so.
Man, watch it on YouTube. There's a lot, there's a little, kind of a robot, yeah, a robot.
Yeah, I know what it was about.
but he spins, and he has jagged edges, like, welded on there.
Nice.
At full speed, he spins up to close to what, 60, 70,000 RPMs, and this one is, it's light and it's quick. It's pretty cool. It just, he just destroys his opponent like crazy. And okay, so the other news that we saw right now is Marvel's announcing the very first all-females Avengers team comes to the
it's A-Force.
It's called A-Force. From what I've seen over there, you got She-Hulk, you got
Dazzler,
Dark Fiend, Dazzler, Medusa,
Nico Minari,
and you know, just name a few. But I've also seen that Phoenix / Jean Grey's in that
really
one as well. I believe, well, of all the who else was going to be in there? Storm, from what I could see the picture earlier.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, they say those are the main characters, but you know, obviously they're probably going to bring more in as special guests and so forth as things go on.
That typical Avengers line.
It'll be interesting. Other than that, it looks like Mel Brooks is willing to do a sequel to Spaceballs.
Please!
So, yeah. I don't know. That's going to be interesting, but...
It's kind of how to replace John Candy.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got over here?
And then there's the Luigi's Flying Tires ride, which is currently at California Adventures. It will be closing on February 16th. So if you haven't gotten on that ride and you want to go on that ride, head up to California Adventures before the 16th.
Luigi's Flying Oh, yes, the thing after, like, when you exit Cars.
Yeah.
Cars Land, yeah, okay.
Something like that, yeah.
I know.
So other than that, let's move into some interesting...
some news.
How about...
how about this one, Wayne?
So... Humble Bundle, this week's Humble Bundle, current promotion, they're raising funds for UNICEF through Star Wars Force for Change, and when you donate money for this one here, the Humble Bundle, you'll get a whole bunch of Star Wars games, depending on how much you donate. So,
yeah. So if you donate the maximum or above the average, like you said, right?
The average or more than the average,
mm-hmm.
then you'll get all the games.
Yeah, which is there's 9 of them, actually 10, but 9 of them shown. Let's see who they are: the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars Jedi Knights, Jedi Academy, Star Wars Dark Forces, Star Wars Empire at War, gold with the gold pack,
mm-hmm.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed, the Ultimate Sith Edition, which is pretty cool, which I have it for my 360, Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, which is another good game. You also got Star Wars Battlefront 2, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords, and my favorite first-person shooter Star Wars game, Star Wars Republic Commando.
Nice.
And there's also the 10th one. It's pretty much...
It's a mystery game.
It's a mystery game.
So if you donate above the average, you'll automatically unlock that one when they post it. All these games are PC, and they're all for Steam, so you'll actually get a Steam code that unlocks it, so you keep it in your library.
Forever.
Yeah, so that's pretty sweet. Really good deal, actually. I mean, it's a lot of great games for...
Yeah, and all these games are not made anymore.
Right now, the average donation is $11.46. So,
hey guys, if you do $15, perfect.
Yeah.
It's going for a great profit, UNICEF, for the kids. And again, I said, you know, these games are not made anymore.
Yeah.
Since, what do you call that? LucasArts? Yeah, since they said, this is... Alrighty, so what's another major news we're coming up? We have, that came up this week, which is...
Other than the Daredevil trailer...
Dude, that yes. We will never think of the Ben Affleck Daredevil ever again. Sin. I'm sorry. This one right here, it's a deal, right? Or trying to make a deal.
So here's what's happening: Netflix and Nintendo have apparently been in talks, and they are in the early stages of developing a live-action series based on Zelda about an ordinary boy named Link who must rescue a princess named Zelda and save a fantasy world called Hyrule.
It's kind of like watching Mario Brothers. Right?
Right?
They get weapons, power-ups, you gotta save a broad, you know, you gotta save the woman against an evil dude. The end.
Yeah. They are working very closely with Nintendo at this point. It doesn't appear that there's any writer attached to the project. But obviously, of course, we're going to keep these things under wrap until it's ready to go. But with Nintendo on board, and you know Nintendo, they're going to make sure this gets done right. If they're actually working closely together with Netflix. So I'm hoping for some really good, a really good series here. But hey, you never know.
Yeah.
So how many of you guys know what OpenGL is?
Cricket.
See one or two of you.
Cricket. No, hey, your fingers raising their hands. They don't count.
OpenGL is basically a programming interface, an API for graphics cards currently. Right now, we have Valve, EA, and Unity, which are getting ready to unveil a new graphics API at GDC. It's going to be at a panel called, GL Next, The Future of High-Performance Graphics, presented by Valve. And will include developers and engineers from Valve, Electronic Arts, Epic Games, Unity Technologies. And they are planning on unveiling an upcoming cross-platform graphics API designed for modern graphics, modern programming techniques and processors. So this is actually pretty good news. This could make be some groundbreaking stuff out there. OpenGL has actually done really well with graphics and gaming in the past. If this does as well and brings it up a notch, we can get even better performance out of our graphics cards and games and so forth. All the power to them. GDC will be taking place March 5th in San Francisco. So we probably won't hear much about that until then. So keep an ear out. I'm looking forward to hearing what more about it. But
that's true. Alright, so this week we got deals. Xbox game deals, which is pretty awesome. Who doesn't love deals, man?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'll start off. Xbox One, you guys, you need to require Xbox Live Gold to get this. Far Cry 4, $40. Far Cry 4 Gold Edition, $60.
Not bad.
I would cough up the for the Gold Edition.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Considering how much the game originally cost. For the 360, you also need Gold membership too as well. You got Assassin's Creed Rogue for $40, Far Cry 4 for $36, Payday Part 2 or Payday 2, which goes for $8.75, and Walking Dead Survival Instinct for goes for $10. To tell you the truth, I would pass on Survival Instinct because I borrowed my friend's game. And Walking Dead Season 1 and 2 is better.
Yeah, and then we've got a bunch of... there's a Nordic game going on for sale, going on for the 360s. And there's quite a bit of games in here ranging from as little as, like, you know, $2.50 up to, like, $10. Or $20, actually. And you've got games like Arcania, D-Blob 2, Darksiders 2, and the variation Season Pass and different DLCs for Darksiders 2.
Dude, you also got Jeopardy for $4.50. Awesome!
Deadfall Adventures, Elements of Destruction, Frontline, Shields of War.
Red Faction, Armageddon, a good game, $4.20.
Yeah.
And everything from goes from there, like the Armageddon, Path to War, Ruin Pack, Demons of the Badlands, and
Wheel of Fortune.
Hey!
Rocket Riot.
I don't know. And all of those are between $2.50 and $3.50.
Yeah. So, I mean, the highest game on here is MX versus ATV Supercross for $20.
Wheel of Fortune for five. Wait, hold on.
I think I got a reason to boot up my 360 again.
Hold on. Wheel of Fortune is 50 cents more than Jeopardy?
I know. Well, you know. Jeopardy requires more thought, so. You're going to pay for it.
Never mind.
And then we saw something just a few minutes ago that just stood out to us, and it's.
Yeah, it's.
It's actually pretty cool, but kind of creepy.
It looks lifelike. It's a severed thumb USB drive. What?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a picture of it here right now. Typical USB. And it has the flesh tone color and
it does.
The redness of the flesh underneath the skin. What? Wait, okay. It's made by... What?
So, the
Canadian photographer.
Yeah, Justin Poulsen actually posted the image. I guess he used a mold of his own thumb to take the term thumb drive to the next level. Embedded in the mold is a working USB drive, and he went to great lengths to make the thumbs look shockingly realistic, and yes, they do. There's even a bloody patch on the back. So, yeah.
What?
I don't know if where you can buy these yet, if you can or what, but it looks like maybe you can go to justinpoulsen.com's website and maybe get more information on that. I think this would be really kind of fun to buy a bunch of them and just send them to your friends in the mail.
Hey, I want my thumb back. Thumbs up?
Who got kidnapped? Whose thumb is this?
Whose thumb is this? Oh, what's this? Okay, so since the remake of Tomb Raider, about what? A year and a half, 2 years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't. That's a lovely game.
So, pretty much part two is called Rise of the Tomb Raider. Will depict a traumatized Lara Croft. So, pretty much, it's gonna...
We're gonna be in the snowy wilds, Siberia?
Yep, and it's gonna pretty much take place after the first one. And it's gonna depict like a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, she's very distraught after her perilous expedition across the Yamate. Now obsessed with immortality myths and venturing across the frozen wilds of Siberia for answers.
Well, wow, okay.
Yeah. So,
Cricket.
I know, right? So I guess there was more information in Game Informer magazine recently about all this. We're going to be running into everything from, like savagery of the land, internal battle with trauma and so forth in the last games, things like storms, avalanches, wolves, grizzly bears, or just some of the natural
and
hazards.
And the typical wilderness danger. But, okay, so pretty much this is, the first game, the remake, showed us of who young Lara is. Lara?
How she
started her adventure.
Yeah.
Now, part two is pretty much how she molds herself.
Yeah, so this will take 1 year after the previous game.
Okay.
She is in search of, Kitsum? Uh-huh. A mythical city she believes can be found in Siberia, which could provide answers to her questions around the previous encounter in the game. According to Noah Hughes, the franchise creative director, he quotes, "People think she's crazier than she is."
Typical.
Yeah, well.
I know. So, we'll see, this game's not out until what? Till end of this year, early next year?
I don't think there's a release date mentioned here, but yeah, it's not...
It should be soon, though.
I think it's this year sometime, but I'm not sure when. But it's going to be... It sounds like it's going to be a real struggle in terms of not just the gameplay, but also the story is going to have some really unique aspects to it. It's going to tell a really solid story that's going to make you probably have more of a connection to the character.
Indeed.
And I talked to you a little bit about playing Transformers Battle Tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So that game is actually free right now on iTunes and Google Play. They did have some issues the first day or a couple days with logging into the game. So if you can get in, you'll actually have some fun with it. As Fidel can see here, the artwork styling, it's big heads on small bodies.
It's pretty much like a Japanese anime type.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you know. This is being put together by Dina, formerly known as Mobage, and Hasbro. A lot of other people are happy about that because DNA and Mobage have been known to put profits ahead of players when it comes to their games. But anyways. It's basically going to be inspired by the Combiners Wars comic story and the overall 30-year history of Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll assemble your team, go into battle, and try to win. I mean, it's really that simple from what I can see. You do have options of unlocking Combiners and up to like 75 characters in the long run. And everybody has their own abilities and specials and so forth, so... It's really interesting, and it's got some decent artwork. It's just got that different look to it. I don't know if I want to call it appealing, but it does look good, so.
Okay. What do we got next? So Nintendo excludes Smash Brothers from YouTube partner program. What?
And as well as...
And also Bayonetta and Pokemon.
Oh.
From ad revenue. Really? We were talking about this about last week or on the last episode. Well, hell, what's going on with Nintendo?
Yeah, so third-party games licensed by Nintendo are going to be blocked, which is why Pokemon and Bayonetta are blocked. This is kind of interesting. There's some controversy around this. I think Nintendo's on the right track, though. I mean, they own the content, but they're also going to share the revenues from the ads with people that are actually doing stuff with their games. So, I don't know.
It's kind of weird. So just imagine if you want to, does that include anything from streaming?
Yeah, so anything on YouTube, you would have to follow the guidelines within that. So.
As long as you follow it, you'll be good.
Yep. And then I haven't had a chance to watch this trailer yet. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Same here.
But we now have a world premiere gameplay trailer for Persona 5. Basically, what we do know is... From the director Katsura Hoshino, they're going to, with a challenge that fuses together a juvenile school setting that is a larger life, as it says, together with picaresque romance. So this is going to be about a group of high school students that are being chased by unexpected occurrences due to the justice they believe in. So it sounds like this is still going through production a little bit here, so we don't know a whole lot at this point, but I know a lot of people that are really looking forward to this game.
Like myself and George.
So, Persona's known for making really good quality games, so I'm assuming this is going to be another hit. I don't know when this is supposed to be released. Do you know?
I have no idea. I mean, Persona 4 just came out mid last year
So it's probably going to be late this year or maybe next year. But hey, go pick it up on there to go check out the trailer and see what you think. You know, you can let us know on our Facebook page. Ooh, Facebook. The Xbox One had an update for this month already for February. Yeah. So, one thing you're going to want to do with this new update is not only do you want to make sure your console is updated, but go ahead and plug in your controller with the charging cable and update your controllers. There actually are some improvements, such as Quick Connect. Previously, controller connections to the Xbox One took approximately 4 to 5 seconds when powering a controller. Now it'll only take about 2 seconds.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's also stability improvements to address a number of issues where the controller would disconnect with Xbox One. I've only seen that happen a couple times. It's really rare, but
yeah.
Now there's actually specifically a fix involved to prevent that from happening. There's also... The game hubs are now in there, so you got the go-to centers for content, tips, tricks on your favorite titles. You'll be able to see things like what your friends are playing with leaderboards, game clips, bot broadcast, you know, that sort of thing. It also gives you things like news, such as, you know, upcoming DLC updates, you know, things of that nature. Your party chat has been improved as well. So now there is actually a chat connection status. So you actually have some new icons to let you know what your current status is. You've got a clock icon, which means your connection is being made. A squawker ring icon indicates the connection was successful and actively shows who is speaking.
Sick.
An X icon means that network limitations, such as a strict NAT, are preventing chat connection from completing for specific participants. There's improved connectivity between multiple participants with Strat Modder and Nats, so you've got that as well. For game and party invitations, it's going to be quicker to know who's inviting you to what. just all around improvements upon that, and also performance. So you get decreasing the time it takes to set up person-to-person connectivity for party chat, and streamlining the retry logic for setting up party sessions.
Okay.
Other than that, what do we got? Background and tile transparency. So you can actually go in and change some of those settings now in your settings. My Xbox background. Not everything can be made transparent, obviously, but you can now make a lot of things transparent, so you have a better view of your background image, which is kind of cool. I do that with my phone on whenever I can.
And also they also have TV updates too. Yeah. As well, pretty cool.
So the one guide has got some updates. So live TV trending. There's new countries added for that. You've got improved control of TVs, set-top boxes, and audio video receivers, which is really good for that. Trick play with Xbox One digital TV tuner. Basically, in supported countries, are now able to see video frames when fast-forwarding or rewinding paused TV. Also, live streaming your TV to your Windows and Android phones.
Windows and Android, nice.
And of course, the last bit is that the Netherlands now have one guide available. So, not bad.
Not bad of an update.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the main issues been going on right now for Microsoft and also for the Xbox Live. Microsoft is investigating Xbox Live message spam issues. We're working on it. Yeah, I had two of them like the past 3 weeks or so. It's kind of meh.
You know, anytime you have any kind of message system, whether it's email, instant messenger, Facebook messenger,
anything,
you're gonna have spam. It's just natural. People are gonna try to find a way to.
25% light sodium spam or original spam?
I don't know. It's always spewing forth though.
I know.
So anyways, Xbox working on trying to get this fix to make it, you know, harder for people to spam you and so forth. There is a temporary fix. You can go in and select just friends only to only let your friends message you, essentially. But they also want to make sure you know, hey, if you're getting spammed, report them.
Report them.
They will boot them out of the system. They're in the process of making it easier to report spammers. There's that. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. There was something interesting I saw on the other day on trending topics that was going on. There was a lady in Britain that opened a can of tuna and found what looked like a face staring back at her. Yeah, a little tiny face, right? Nobody knew what it was for the longest time. A couple weeks later, as of yesterday, one of the major museums scientific institutes and so forth came forward and said, "You know what? That looks like it's I forget the exact name for it, but it's a type of parasite, and it's just the head of the parasite. I had never heard of this thing before, and what this parasite does." Is it will attach itself by going through the gills of the fish.
Uh-huh.
And from there, it uses its back legs and latches onto the fish's tongue, drains the blood out of the tongue until the tongue shrivels up and dies, right? And then the fish, even though it goes through a lot of pain, it still survives. It ends up using the parasite as a prosthetic tongue. Yeah. I've never heard of this, but apparently they're actually a pretty big, there's a lot of them out there, and people find them all the time.
Mm.
In fact, PBS did a special on it a while back, apparently, that I'd missed. But what they mentioned on the end of the article for PBS is, like, next time you go buy some red snapper at the store,
Check the tongue,
because you might find a treat. These things are ugly, and it's like kind of disturbing. But if you look it up, it's interesting.
Okay, so how can I say this? Hot Toys just released their Mark 43 1/16 scale of Iron Man.
Ooh.
And it also depicts a injured Gen 1 Ultron.
Oh.
So, yes, May's coming up very soon here for us in the States. I am stoked. Same way with Wayne. There's a lot of stuff going down. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, again, this is Fidel and this is Wayne. Feel free to check up on our Facebook page. Like us, share us, comment, say hi to us. I mean, we're friendly people. We have a lot of people in cosplay. One person in the Final Geek community, moi. And one all-around guy, Wayne.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also, feel free to check up on our main page on twoshotsofgeek.com. And you have to see our newest articles, newest podcast, which is this one. And yeah, make sure to say hi to us, right? Alright, anywho, again, it's twoshotsofgeek.com. We're here to be in the features 8 bits at a time. Friday, let's go!
See what I did there?